Hi, everybody. This is Jeff Overture from WTFRadio.me. Today's show, we have Chris Watson from Denton, Texas. He's a blues singer, composer, and writer. And I think you're really going to like this show. Let's get this show started.
I know you see her all over town, and you might think she's the finest thing around. But let me tell you something you should know. That woman, she's just a show. She ain't no good for you. Lord, she ain't no good for you. You think she's loving you, then she'll walk out and break your heart in two. But don't call me when you get to feeling low. I tried to tell you she's just for show. She ain't no good for you. Lord, she ain't no good for you. She'll chew you up, she'll spit you out. Take all your money and put you back.
Everybody, this is Jeff Overturf with WTFRadio.me. I'm sitting here with Chris Watson. How you doing today, Chris?
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. Chris, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about your background? Like, how old were you when you got started in music and all that type of information?
Well, when I was a kid, elementary school age, my dad was a musician. He still is a musician. And he was always playing guitar and had a lot of music going on in the house, a lot of blues and old R&B type stuff. And I always wanted to play, but I was, you know, I was in elementary school. I was a little kid, and my hands were never big enough to grab the guitar. And so they put me in piano lessons instead, which I didn't really like. It was with this strange older lady that kind of freaked me out. And so I didn't really like it that much. And I got out of it what I got out of it, but which was not that much to say at this point. But as I got a little bit older, I started playing the drums. My parents bought me a drum kit when I was in middle school, and I really enjoyed that, but I never was dedicated enough to really take it to any kind of a level. I just really enjoyed it a lot. I tried to take some lessons with that, but I didn't want to practice, you know, the basic rudiments that the guy was trying to teach me. I just wanted to hit them and try to play along with the CDs, which I think is pretty standard with little kids. But once I got big enough and my hands got big enough to grab the guitar, I really got into the guitar, and my dad showed me a bunch of scales and chords and things like that. And I had an aptitude for that, and I liked it a lot. And he noticed that I had an aptitude for it, and I was soaking up stuff like a sponge. And so he gave me a bunch of books and gave me a bunch of stuff to really kind of hone that craft. And so as I got older, got through high school, I started trying to find my own way musically, and using a lot of that old influence from the old blues and R&B, and a little bit of new influence from some of the rock and roll and whatever alternative music was on the radio at the time, and classic rock and country and Southern rock. I mean, I got into all of it. And that culminated when I had just gotten out of high school. I started playing in my dad's band, which was more of a traditional blues band. And I really enjoyed that, being on stage and doing that kind of for the first time, and started singing and writing my own songs and doing all that. And eventually, about a year later, formed my band, the Chris Watson Band, and started playing a lot. And we got a lot of accolades kind of right off the bat, I think mostly for being a younger band. But in playing blues music, which is generally considered an older demographic, 40 to 50 to 60s demographic, there's not a lot of, I can't get my friends to come any of my shows, that's for sure. But we started out like that, and as it progressed, we kind of came into our own with a lot more original stuff, and I wanted my friends to come out to my shows. I wanted to be able to share it with people my own age. So we started trying to kind of gear it a little bit more towards people my own age, 20 at the time, and there's not a lot of stuff like that bridges that gap, so we tried to kind of incorporate some Southern rock with the Blues Foundation and things like that, taking the classic rock but putting blues with it, or rearranging certain songs to make them just more contemporary. And we did a lot of cool stuff, and we still do. I love rearranging old songs and making them more contemporary. That's one of my favorite things to do. And a lot of people like it, and we get a lot of credit for that. I don't like to record other people's music. That's kind of a thing that I, when I record, I like to record original music. It seems kind of, I'm not putting it down, but it seems to me that I wouldn't want to put out someone else's music that's already been put out. I like to put out my own stuff, and I don't mind waiting a few years to get it right, instead of just throwing, you know, filler in between on the CDs and things like that. But
well, what about, you know, you have a good voice and you sing. And so when you write your songs, when did you discover you had an aptitude for singing and voice? How'd that come about?
Well, my dad kind of forced me into singing when I was in his band. He wanted me to sing backup for him, which I reluctantly did, and probably was not very good for a long time. I think you're your own worst critic. I think that's always how it works. But I started doing that and realized that, you know, I could sing. It didn't hurt. It wasn't going to kill me to do it. So I started doing a lot of practicing and doing a lot of vocal exercises that I found and things like that. And I started writing songs before I started singing, which was kind of strange. I would be sitting in my room and someone would come in the house, and the house was empty, and someone would come in, and I put everything away, and I didn't want anyone to hear it and want anyone to know about it. And then once I started singing, I pulled up all these old songs that I had written in high school and that I had written in, you know, just out of high school, and we actually recorded a couple of them on this CD. And it was a lot of fun to go back and think about, you know, what state I was in when I wrote those songs and how that all came about.
Well, on the CD, just for show, I think we'll play one of those right now. This is Jeff Overturf with WTFRadio.me and Chris Watson. Okay, I'm back here with Chris Watson, and this is Jeff Overturf with WTFRadio.me. Chris, tell me a little bit about that song you wrote called Last Dollar. That's one of my songs I like a lot.
I appreciate that. We went in the studio, wanted to do something that was a little bit more traditional blues style, and we felt that one out, and it ended up coming out really good, and it all felt really organic, and we liked it a lot, so we put it on the album.
Okay, I'm back with Chris Watson. This is Jeff Overturf with WTFRadio.me. Chris, about your band members, tell everybody a little bit about who you played with or how you got together or a little bit of history about that.
When we recorded this album, we recorded it in 2009, and we recorded it. The drummer was Brian H-Bomb Ferguson. He actually is on tour with Aaron Watson right now. Bass player is Bill Cornish, and keyboard player Eric Scorsia, who has played with everybody. I was lucky to get a hold of him. We've gotten to do a lot of fun stuff, doing a lot of traveling over the last few years. I've opened up for a lot of really cool guys, 38 Special, Johnny Winter, Walter Trout, which is at the Granada about 2 months ago, which we actually recorded a DVD out of that show, which is really cool. I've played a lot of the Texas State Fair. I played with Collective Soul and opened up for Train at the Taste of Addison last year, which was interesting and a lot of fun. Just getting to do a lot of really cool stuff, doing a lot of traveling. The traveling is my favorite part of the whole thing. I love getting in the car, driving 10 hours, getting to play a show, you know, getting paid. It's amazing that I get to get paid to do this. You know what I mean? It's one of the coolest things I've ever done. But we've been really lucky to get a lot of cool shows and a lot of fun stuff to get to go do. And I really like it a lot. I can't think of anything I'd rather be doing. I know that.
All right, well, let's hear another one of your songs. This is Jeff Overturf and Chris Watson at WTFRadio.me. I believe that was my station manager, Chewy Duck Dog, in the background. I think he needs a break, so we'll listen to some more tunes. There you go, Chewy. Okay, this is Jeff Overturf with WTFRadio.me. I'm sitting here with Chris Watson. How you doing today, Chris?
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
Hey, look, I've been listening to some of your music online, and I like some of your stuff. Tell me a little bit about Say Your Goodbyes.
Say Your Goodbyes I wrote when I was in high school, I believe. And, you know, when you have a relationship in high school and it ends, you think it's the end of the world. And for me, it came out in that kind of song, and it's a little sappy, but it holds a special place in my heart, I believe, and it probably will for a long time.
All right, well, let's listen to this song right now. Say Your Goodbyes by Chris Watson.
I don't love you say your goodbyes, baby, because you know it's time for me to go. Say your goodbyes, baby, because you know it's time for me to go. Walk right through that front door.
Well, here at WTFRadio.me, we promote dogs around here. So occasionally you might hear a dog in the background. That's just fine. He's my business partner and my inspiration. That was a Chewy Duck Dog. Chris, just a second ago, we were talking a little bit. You had mentioned stuff about the different things that you've done, and it kind of made me remember about, you know, it's not necessarily the money, but it's the passion that keeps you driving you and pushing you so you can keep doing what you love to do. And at some point, maybe the money might be a variable. And in your passion, it comes out in your songwriting also. So could you tell a little bit about that to everybody?
Yeah, it's a very passionate type of thing. It gets in your blood, you know, the rush of being on stage, and you're really putting yourself out there when you write a song and you play it for a group of people or for a person, and you're really putting a lot of yourself into it, and you know you're taking that chance on whether or not they're going to like it or whether or not they're going to clap or just sit there. And either way, even if they clap or not, it's a huge rush, which is what I think the most addicting part of it is, being on stage and not knowing if people are going to accept you or accept the music you're putting out to them. But, you know, it's just as much fun to sit in my bedroom and pick around on the guitar and write a song and sing a song, because it is a passion and it gets in your blood. And that's something that when you get it, you don't ever get rid of it. For the rest of my life, if I lose both my arms, I'll still be a musician somehow. You know what I mean? I'll have to figure out a way to keep singing or keep doing something.
Well, have you ever looked at a crowd and said, I wrote that song and I like that song? Yeah,
definitely. I have. And even if they don't like it, you know, you got to let them know. It's, you know, you got to stand by your product. If you're going to make an argument, you got to stand by your argument. So that's what I'm doing out there. And we've get a lot of good response, and I'm happy about that. You know, every now and then we'll play a song and it'll just flop and I'll just scratch it from the set list and go back to the drawing board with it. But
right. How often does that happen? Does that happen a lot or?
More than you'd think. I do a lot of new stuff, and I won't tell them that it's new, or I won't tell people that it's original. I do a lot of deep cuts when I do covers. And so sometimes people think that, you know, a song that I've done is original or something like that. So sometimes I'll just slip them in there between, you know, popular songs that people like a lot, and just see how it happens. And they'll go from dancing to clearing out the dance floor and not even clapping. Then I know it's time to go back to the drawing board with that song and start over.
Okay. Well, let's listen to another one of those songs right now. This is Jeff Overturf and Chris Watson at WTFRadio.me. Okay, this next song you got, Chris, I like it a lot myself. It's called Why Can't You Love Me? What's the background on that song?
Well, that's another one of those heartbreak type of songs. People ask me a lot why I have so many of those on my albums, and I don't really have an answer for that. I guess I've gone through enough of it in my life. I'm only 25, but I've gone through enough of it in my life to be able to write a lot of songs about it, and that's how that one came out. It's Love Gone Wrong.
Well, you can't graduate from the school of life till you had your heart broke. And you can't sing the blues unless you lived it.
I think that's right. I'm doing my best.
you're pulling up the next generation of broken hearts.
Baby, if you want to leave, go why can't you love me no more? I knew I loved you first day I saw you. That was a day I won't forget. But now you're leaving me behind with memories and a cold sweat. Why can't you? Why can't you love me no more?
Okay, I'm back. This is Jeff Overturf with WTFRadio.me. I'm sitting here with Chris Watson. Chris, if people want to see your show or where you're playing next, where would you be?
Well, we do a lot of road work, but we occasionally play in the DFW area. I do the Denton Blues Festival every year, which is in September, mid-September. I'm actually doing a show on the square in Denton. It's a series called Twilight Tunes. They do it on Thursdays. I'm doing June 16th, which is about a month from now. We're going actually out of town in the beginning of June, going out to South Carolina to open up a show for Buddy Guy and B.B. King, which I'm very excited about.
Oh, I bet.
We get to do a lot of cool stuff like that. We're going to go up over the 4th of July. We'll be up in Colorado touring the little mountain towns and doing a lot of stuff like that. Man, it's a lot of fun. But this Thursday, I'm hosting a jam in Fort Worth, May 19th at Keys Lounge. It's a blues jam. It's an open blues jam. So if you play, bring your guitar or your bass or drumsticks, whatever you want to do, and come jam out with us. But that's always a lot of fun. But that's about what we've got coming up. You can find us at chriswatsonband.com and find all that stuff and check us out. And we're on YouTube and all that good stuff, too. So you're definitely... We'll be in the loop in all of those things. They're all updated very regularly.
Do you have a video of your stuff, like on YouTube, of a good performance or a good sound quality or anything?
We do. We have. We actually just recently recorded a DVD. Was at the Granada Theater in Dallas in March, and all of the tracks from that DVD are up on YouTube, which you can find that at youtube.com/ChrisWatsonBand, and see all that stuff, and see some other bootleg videos of us playing at other shows and stuff. And check us out and see what you think. If you like it, leave a comment and let me know what you think about it.
All right, Chris. Well, I've really enjoyed you having you on our show, and I know we're going to have you back on here again. When are you going to get that next CD done?
We're planning on recording it this summer and having it out towards the end of the summer. That's the plan. You know how that stuff goes. But we've got all the tracks ready to go, and we just have to get our ducks in a row and get it done. So I'm really looking forward to it. I think we got a lot of good music ready to come out.
Cool. I think we're going to have you back on the show when you have that new CD also. We'll do another show and introduce everybody to your music. Would you like to do that?
Absolutely. I can't wait.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate you having you on the show today. This is Jeff Overturf and Chris Watson with WTFRadio.me. Okay, this next song we were just talking about this next song. It's called Mean Hearted Woman. Chris, tell everybody a little bit. Does this get airtime on the radio or?
Yeah, this one, we get a lot of play across the country on XM Radio, Bluesville, and overseas in Europe. We get a lot of play on that one as well. They seem to like it a lot. It's also my mom's favorite song. She requests it every time she comes out to a show. But we do get a lot of stuff going on that one, and we like it a lot, and I hope you do too.
Oh, I definitely do. I like it a lot.
She stays out all night now. I don't know where she's been.
song coming up is called Fighting Off the Chill by Chris Watson. Okay, this next song coming up is called My Biggest Mistake by Chris Watson.
Happy, off and on, and always seen. Then
heartache was not loving you.
Yeah.
All right, this next song coming up is called No Sympathy by Chris Watson. All right, everybody, that concludes another show of WTFRadio.me. Be sure and check us out and go to our website and check out our full screen videos from the guitar show and some of our other people that we've had on the show. Go to http://blog.wtfradio.me and hit the shows tab. All right. Thank you, Chris Watson. He was a great guest, and I hope everybody has a nice day.